السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته إخواننا، أهلا وسهلا بكم في حلقة جديدة من مواصلي توكس. ربنا يرحم الشهداء ويسر على أخواننا، يسر على أخواننا في فلسطين والسودان، تيسر الأمور إن شاء الله وتتحل كل الأمور. And today and only today I have a phenomenal guest, none but the only Afnan. What's good? How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you as well. How's everything going?
Amazing. Been in Dubai for the past 4 days and I'm in love.
Roller coaster, yeah.
I'm in love. No, it's a good thing. It's
a good roller coaster.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Except the driving here.
Oh yeah, you don't like it?
I keep missing exits. Keep right, keep left.
It's
keep
Dubai,
right,
man. It's left. Everyone for
too
Dubai.
Much exits and roundabouts. That's all what the city's about.
That's why AD always wins. Abu Dhabi always wins.
Mm, yeah. I've been there. It's nicer.
What about the weather? Do you enjoy it?
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Anything better than Canada?
Canada goose. Is it helpful?
Not really. Yeah. And they look ugly, so I don't wear them.
Have you? Oh, okay, interesting. Have you ever been here in the summer?
No. Yeah. Last time I came was also in December. Okay. So but I feel like I come in the good weather.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Because I think you grew up in Saudi, right?
I did.
So do you remember any of the summer experiences?
Yes. You can't walk outside in the summer. Like, no. Tanning is 2 minutes and then you're burning. You're not tanning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I always love to ask this question. If you want to introduce yourself,
okay,
in a different way, without like mentioning your name, this is what I do, and like the repetitive way, who's Afnan?
I like that. I feel like Afnan is someone who have so much faith that it's like faith with a lot of delusion. Mm-hmm. I knew since I was younger that I would like make it type of thing. I did not know how, but I'm someone that has so much faith in God and Allah that everything I want in my life, I can get. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have a life that's just very fulfilling, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love treating, you know, people with kindness, no matter who people are. And it's just, I truly believe in like living a life that you're maximizing it in every single area. Like, you know how sometimes people are like, well, you know, she's pretty, she's not going to do this. Or mm-hmm. he's like this. And it's like one or the other. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like Afnan is someone who truly thrives to have everything her heart desires. Mm-hmm. And I put no limitation, whether it's money, relationships, friendships, experiences, beauty, all of it. Like, I want it all. Okay. And it's someone, and I'm someone that will make sure I will get it all.
Okay, that's, I mean, how do you usually apply that?
I don't know if you've seen, like, a lot of Instagram and TikTok about it. People always say, like, it's a girl's thing. It's like, the Lulu is the Salulu.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Being delusional that you believe that something have already happened to you. Mm-hmm. And you train your mind. I had to train my mind when I was working, you know, as a server, as a waitress back in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Because I got a call from my dad and he was like, that's when he was still in Saudi. And he's like, Afnan, I can't send you money anymore. You're going to have to figure it out. And I'm like, whoa, I've never had a job in my life because, you know, living in Saudi, Middle Eastern woman, that's not something that I ever worried about having, which is a job.
True.
So I was like, okay, well, now I'm going to university in Canada because we moved from Saudi to Canada in 2016 for me to study university. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, okay, so now I have to really figure it out. So I tried everything. Like, my friends would, you know, would want to have like the good jobs. I didn't want to have a good job. I wanted to have something that would give me time, but also money. Mm-hmm. In a short period of time. I did not want to work the lot of hours and so on and so forth. So, but just always, like, truly being delusional, even as a waitress, that something better is happening and is going to come. But, you know, God is putting me right now in this situation, which is as a server, because I need to learn certain things before he opened more doors for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So as a server, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to just learn communication skills. And I was the best server. Like, if you sit at my table in my restaurant, you're going to have the best experience. You're going to feel like, oh my God, this is the best restaurant ever. And this girl made it like an amazing night for us. And that's what I thrive for, like just being the best in anything that I do. So that taught me communication. That taught me, you know, reading people, breaking the ice and communication in general. And that I took it to my business today, which, you know, when I started my business, I had such fast success that everyone's like, how? What did you do? And it's like, it wasn't what I did then. It was exactly. Yeah. There's no spell. It was everything that I've done until that point that shaped and had Afnan all the skills needed for her to succeed faster than everyone or an average person that would in that business in like that time frame.
I can relate to this, like, I saw in one of your stories, you were saying that don't tell me how to do it, show me how to do it.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the lack is there for the people when it comes to experiencing new stuff, while a lot of people might not be like, it's fine. I used to get money from my father. I don't want to be a waitress or whatever, or do something.
Yeah.
So I think it relates to me now, how you work it out and make it all the way like to the success you're in now.
Yeah.
MashaAllah.
Thank you.
So, tell me more, what type of business you're doing so at the moment?
So, I'm in the network marketing space and I'm in the crypto space. Basically, I joined a platform that teaches all about the financial education. Mm-hmm. I truly believe, especially as a Middle Eastern woman, I cannot stress this enough. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to invest our money. Mm-hmm. I truly believed that investing our money is for men. Trading in the financial markets is for men. Like, that's what I was always raised. Like, I saw my uncles trading in the stocks.
That's what you used to think. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I saw my uncles, like, trading in the stocks. I've never heard any of my aunts or any female figure around me telling me, oh, I've invested in the stocks and so on and so forth. Not even, like, my friends or anything. So when my brother was in this business, he started before me for, like, 2.5 years.
Okay.
In my mind, I'm like, wow, he's doing amazing. I can never do what he's doing.
Yeah, shout out Rakan, man. Big time, man. I see you.
So that was a limiting belief that I had. It's like, I'm a Middle Eastern woman. I can't learn how to invest. But it's like, I had to switch that mind because everything that I knew at that period of time have gotten me to where I am, which is someone, you know, I used to live in Canada. Sure, people look at it as amazing. It's really not. It's really not. Working a job, going to university, and like I didn't see the next step. So I'm like, okay, well, if I'm so scared to learn how to invest and trade, maybe I really should do it. Maybe I should be the woman that should inspire others to actually invest. And when I started in the company, by the way, it was literally 98% men and only 2% women in the company.
Oh, wow.
You want to know the numbers today?
Please.
The numbers today, and you know what's funny, guys? When I started, I was telling them, like, my vision, and I'm like, I want a room full of, like, women investing and trading. And they're like, you want to, like, do, like, a modeling agency? I'm like, you know what? Might as well. Today, the numbers are 75% of the company are women, and the rest are men.
MashaAllah, man.
Big yeah, numbers. And a lot of the people, most of the people that are making a lot of money are women.
Okay. I mean, my mother used to invest in gold. I think that's like an Arab.
To just buy Afro, gold?
Just buy
yeah,
gold.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Which is like a good investment. Do you believe it's a good investment?
Yeah, but it's not as like.
It used to be.
No, it is. My mom literally called me yesterday. We were actually at the gold shop. Mm-hmm. Buy like 10,000 worth of gold. I'm like, 10,000? You want Canada to arrest me when I get there? Like, take it easy, you know? But I think it's an amazing. I think everyone should have gold, yes. But I also want to learn a skill that will make me money daily.
Okay.
And that's investing and trading. Or like in a couple months. You know? Sure, I love long-term investments and that's gold and there's other stuff. But I also want mid-term investments and short-term investments.
But coming back to this, like the topic where like men were more investing than women. I believe that mothers, specifically mothers, are very smart business people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see the way they manage like the house.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they are buying gold, they have this concept of al-yawm al-aswad.
Yes.
I'm sure you know what that means. It's like, whatever happens, I mean, we sell the gold and we are
and
good.
And we're good, yeah.
So I don't, like, to me, it was surprising that it was dominated by men. Now it's like, it's good to know. It's like,
yeah. Especially like in the financial markets, like stocks, forex, crypto, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talking about crypto, can you tell us more? What is crypto? How is crypto like?
Listen, if you're just listening to this podcast and you just still think crypto is like not real, just know that over the next year, you're going to see a lot of new millionaires pop from crypto. Mm-hmm. You know, crypto was all the way up and then it went down. But people don't understand that crypto in general goes in cycle, which is like the biggest cryptocurrency is Bitcoin. We know that. But it goes in cycle. It goes on a bull run. Bull run means just it's going up. Bear run, it means it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
So through history shows that crypto goes up every for 3 years or 2.5 years, and it goes down for a year or a year and a half. And that's exactly what have happened, right? Over the past year and a half, crypto has been going down and a lot of people lost money. A lot of people that invested on like the top, you know, the highest price of crypto, because that's when the hype was around it and everyone felt like FOMO. You know, they felt like, oh my God, I need to invest, because you hear on the news, TikTok, Instagram, friends, everyone's talking about it, how much they've made. But then a lot of people invested at the higher price and it's like it went all the way down because the cycle was done. But now we did enter a cycle, which is a bull run.
Mm-hmm.
So
people
it's just going to go up.
Money.
It's going to be amazing. But I feel like crypto is just something that we hear a lot more often these days. It's a digital currency that you can't touch, you can't see. But you can switch it to dirhams, Canadian, USD dollar, whatever you want, in like within seconds, right? And it's an asset that there's limited quantity of it. That's why the more people buy it, because it's limited quantity. There's not a lot for everyone.
Okay.
So it's like supply and demand, right? The more there's limited supply, so the more demand, the higher the price is going to be.
Yeah. At the moment, the demand is low, you can say?
It's like in the middle.
In the middle.
Because, you know, I think it just hit like 48,000 Canadian.
Yes.
And it was literally at like $20,000, $15,000 Canadian.
A month back, I guess? Or
like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So that almost doubled.
100%.
Yeah.
So like people have been enjoying their winter break, I
yeah.
guess.
It's time to make a lot of money.
Okay. From your point of view, why should people invest in cryptocurrency?
I mean, first of all, you need to know what you're investing. Because some people truly go to TikTok and Instagram and just listen to like those short
random
reels.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, random people.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, a reel might tell you, oh, invest in this, but they're not telling you why. You know, what about that cryptocurrency? Who's backing it up? What's, you know, you gotta know the logistics before you invest in something.
100%.
But if you, my biggest advice is get educated. That would be my biggest advice. Get educated before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow. Because I feel like I've missed on the internet wave where a lot of people were making a lot of money. Like back in, when was the internet wave? I was too young.
Yeah.
I was a baby.
Yeah.
Where everyone was making money selling stuff on the internet. And now it's like, this is the crypto wave. So it's like, and this is crypto wave round two. Because we had crypto wave back in 2020, like around COVID or 2021, where it was going all the way up and we made a lot of money in crypto as well.
Mm.
But when it comes to crypto, it's truly about, you know, when to invest, when to buy and when to sell, what to buy and what to sell. It's not like just buying anything that you think is good. You really need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with NFTs?
Yes.
What do you think about them? Because it was like trending and then now it's like almost dead.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not a financial advisor, but I still have my NFTs. I truly believe that when crypto starts going like crazy back up again, NFTs are going to also rise. Because a lot of the NFTs are in Ethereum.
Yeah, Ethereum, exactly.
So that's also a cryptocurrency. So if it goes up, a lot of the NFTs are going to go up again. So I don't think it's dead and gone yet.
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's not That, but like maybe people not paying attention to it. Like,
yeah,
I think early 2022, I guess. It was like everything was like NFTs. Everyone on Instagram was buy my NFTs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
So Snoop Dogg had the idea of turning his albums to NFTs.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, and like to make money and support like Death Row because he bought the label. So he wanted to support like rappers who didn't make good money, like Corrupt and so on, from the label. So he had the idea of moving the albums to an NFT.
NFT.
And then it makes money, so they get paid.
Yeah, that's smart.
But I don't think so. It worked.
Yeah.
Because
it was wrong time.
Yeah. Because it was him and Eminem who like paid too much attention to NFTs.
Mm-hmm.
They even made a song and it was like the apes on it and so on.
Well, yeah, because that's where a lot of people made money on the apes.
I mean, but now I'm not sure to be
honest.
Yeah,
I'm not sure either. You know, I have my NFTs, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll see.
So I heard about it's not safe to invest like when it comes to crypto using a phone that you use for everything or maybe a laptop that you use for other like stuff. Is that true? Is that statement solid?
Not really, because I invest on the same phone that I do every single day. Now, I do have a ledger as well,
mm-hmm.
where I keep a lot of my money. Like, now, here's the thing. It's not a phone issue, and it might be. I'm not really sure, but for me personally, I do all of it on my phone, the same phone that I work in. But the problem is the brokers. A lot of brokers are shutting down. Like we saw what happened with FTX.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just shutting down. A lot of them are not legalized. And it's just like a battle of like, you don't want to have a lot of money in a random broker that it's not very trustworthy.
Yeah.
Where it will just shut down and they're not going to give you your money.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like the biggest thing is find a good broker. And it's different brokers are different for every country.
So if there's no broker, how can you buy, for example?
Crypto?
Yeah. Is there like another source to buy?
You know, I've seen people like go through like, what is it called? There's like a lot of ways, but like, it's really the sketchy ways.
Not the proper ways.
And it's really hard. And you lose a lot of money on fees.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Uni saying, swap or something.
I remember you saying there's a fee of 125K for something per year or something.
Oh, that's for our program.
Ah, okay.
But we don't have it. But if you like invest with the platform, with our platform, you pay that. But yeah, that's another topic.
Yeah. But what would be your advice like when it comes to investing in crypto?
Definitely just truly get educated. And like...
First.
Yeah, the number one. Number two, find like... A lot of people are like, okay, well, let me invest in like everything. Like, let me put like $10 in everything and see what happens. Well, I would rather you find like your favorite like 4 or 5 and have the most amount of money in them. And then you can, you know, put some money into the rest. But I'm truly banking on like 4 or 5 that I know, okay, these are the ones that are gonna, you know, 10x, 20x, because that's the goal. And then I also have money in things that I'm like, okay, you know, the Bitcoin, the Ethereum, that we know is gonna go up, but it's not gonna go up to 10x, 20x. It's gonna go up to 2x, 3x.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how did social media benefit you? Because I'm seeing you are so active, mashallah, on social media.
I love social media.
Yeah.
Social media, like... If you're just scrolling on social media and you're not making money, you're truly wasting your time. I don't think I would be as involved on social media
mm-hmm.
if I wasn't doing business on it. Like, people think I'm, like, having fun, but it's all a part of a social media strategy to sell,
basically. It's all planned.
It's all a brand, building a brand. Because if you do have a brand, because, listen, I'm going to, you know, mention a lot of people, like... Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, sometimes they don't even need to have the amazing products. Their products they're good, but like they're not like crazy out of this world that you can't find it anywhere. They're manufactured in, you know, I heard like Skims is manufactured in Turkey, which is Turkey is good, but like anyone can get to the same manufacturer. You know what I mean? Kylie Jenner's cosmetic. I've never tried it, but all those, you know, billionaires are making so much money just because they built a brand.
Yeah.
And they can sell anything on the brand. Kylie Jenner made $2 million within like an hour from her clothing line that she just launched like a month ago.
People are buying it because of her, not because of it's good or bad.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They're gonna see now after they order it. Mm-hmm. But like having that much exposure is just truly good for any business, whether it's a restaurant that you have, whether it's a clothing line. Mm-hmm. Built like people always like I was on a live the other day on Instagram, mm-hmm. and someone asked me, like, I have a clothing line. What's your best advice to grow it? I'm like, social media. You need to learn how to go viral on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. You need to learn how to engage with people. Show the proper, like, way to style your outfits, for example. But social media will make your business grow way faster, mm-hmm. and sell more or have more people watching or coming to your restaurant or buying your clothes, whatever service and product. So it's truly a shortcut. Because before social media, what was the way for people to advertise?
TV, newspapers, magazines.
Word of mouth. Yeah.
Word of mouth.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not as effective and you're paying money usually.
True. And too much money.
Actually. Too much money.
Yeah.
Social media right now is easy, but a lot of people have this limiting belief like I'm not good with social media. Mm. I don't know this. And it's like, listen, everything we know is learnable.
Yeah.
Everything we know today, we've learned it at some period of time. The first time you do anything, it'll be so uncomfortable. Like, a small example. I was editing a video. Actually, the video that went viral right now on my Instagram. I think it's going to, like, hit 1 million views. And I was just showing the car, the Brabus that we got for Dubai. And for me, like, you would think I'm creative, but I'm not a creative person.
Okay.
Like, I'm very logical. Like, action, let's do it. Very execution mode. I love planning. But anything creative, like, let me create. Let me have creative ideas. That's just not me. But what I'm really good at is surrounding myself by people that are good at these things. So if I'm not good at it, okay, well, one of my best friends, you're good at it. Or one of my business partners, you're good at it. So I'm around them and I'm inspired. Okay, she's recording from this angle. So this angle is good. Okay, she's doing this to the lighting. Okay, she's using these apps. So I'm always surrounding myself by people that we don't have to be similar. We don't have to have the same mentality, skills, whatever. I need people that we're going to make each other better because we complete each other. We teach, we learn from each other. So I was dreading editing the video, mm-hmm. and putting it together because I'm like, that just sounds like a lot of work. And my mind will literally, like, I will start crying editing that video because of how much just I don't like being creative. But I'm like, Afnan, just get it done. And I put it together. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I kind of like this. And then I did another one and it was easier. And then I did another. I'm like, oh, now I'm comfortable with editing videos. But that's just a small example to anything in life.
True.
The first couple times, it'll be like the hardest thing ever. And it's usually a mental battle that you're like, I'm fighting my demons right now to like literally just do this or like to start this business or to go out, you know, network with these people. But just once you do it and you get uncomfortable, you will train your mind to be like, I am okay with being uncomfortable because I know that's where growth happens.
Yeah.
And if I want to accomplish things in my life, I need to grow as a person.
I mean, I remember when I started, I never thought I would do social media, to be honest. I mean, it was a challenge to me. I just saw a video on TikTok. I mean, people have been telling me how, like, my voice is. It's like, so I was like, I saw a challenge on social media. And it's mm-hmm. like, it was a challenge of making a recording of a trailer, like a movie trailer.
Okay.
Just with the voiceovers. And I saw, it's like, I can do better than that. And it's like, but how can I do it? And I was like, how can I do it? I was like, that time on TikTok, I mean, the challenges were trending. You remember the split screen thingy?
Mm-hmm.
That time it was trending. So I was like, let me try. So because I was not very friendly with the camera, all I did, I switch off the light, I put on my hoodie, mm-hmm. put on my sunglasses, and I started recording. I posted the video and I got, nobody believed it was me.
Wow.
And then like too much comments. I think that time I had like maybe 200, 300 followers. That's all. Like basically my friends.
Yeah.
And then I mistakenly deleted the video.
Oh.
And then I posted it again. I got some of the comments, but it was like, I know that this is my area. And then yeah. because I love comedy, it was fun and jokes to me. Then I was just posting short videos. I was just then I started posting 4-minute videos. Then the podcast idea just came.
Mm.
So it was like, I can see myself in this. I was like, I enjoy this.
Yeah.
Even though life is sometimes tough, but it's something you got to do something to. I mean...
And you had to try it to see if you like it. Like, if you've never done a podcast, how would you know you like doing
exactly.
podcasts?
And then some people say, like, I don't have a talent. I mean, the way you can find out your talent is try things. Mm-hmm. Go try what scenario A, scenario B. I'm not good with camera. You don't need to be good with camera. Maybe you are good in something else.
Yeah.
Maybe you're good in talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember you were talking on stage, like, in front of, like, I don't know. I'm sure it's a big number. How was it? I mean, people get stage fear. Yeah. It's not easy. It's like, this is a skill.
Okay. It's a skill that I've developed for sure.
Yeah.
I was speaking in front of 40,000 people.
Jeez.
I was speaking in front of 40,000 people. And it's funny because when I was in university and we had like an assignment
mm-hmm.
to like present in front of this class,
mm-hmm.
it would be like literally 10 people in the class and I would be shaking presenting whatever my project was. But I just had to do it a lot of times. My first time, I was really bad. I sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Second time, I sucked a lot. Third time, and it's like, you have to be bad to be good. You're not just going to be good out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So again, that's one thing that I also accept, that I accept that I'm going to be bad in the beginning, and my ego is not going to get hurt. It's fine. Stop thinking that everyone's looking at you, everyone's judging you, everyone is living their own life.
Yes.
No one is paying attention to you. I mean, sometimes, but like everyone have their own things going on. So stop worrying about others and just live your life truly for you. And just know that anything you do in the beginning, you're going to be really, really bad until you master it. And you got to do it. It's just a matter of time. And I mean, you can take, 10 years and do maybe one, presenting on stage every year, or you can do it in a month where you present every single day on stage.
True.
So it's just like,
imagine your job is presenting every day.
Exactly. Yeah. Every day, whether it's like Zoom calls, one-on-ones, three-way calls.
What are the techniques you use when you're on stage? What do you keep like telling yourself?
Okay. I love that question. I always tell people I tell myself when I'm going on stage, as long as I'm prepared, of course, right? Like, I love preparing in advance, and I know what I'm going to be telling people because I don't want to go in circles. I want to put my point out, explain it, get people breakthroughs. But when I'm on stage, I always tell myself, I'm like, it's not about you. Stop thinking about how you look, what you sound like. It's about the people and how that message that you're trying to tell them is going to truly help them go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that pressure off you. It's like, how do I look? Do I sound like this? Was that, example, like, not so good? It's like, no. So you look into people's eyes and you're just talking to them. It's like, this is what I've done. And you're just presenting. And I feel like when I started doing that, it made it all just more meaningful. And I get so many people on stage after. It's like, wow, I saw you looking at me, like, in the audience. And I felt like you were speaking to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I wasn't, but I was because I was speaking to everyone.
Yeah.
So just like, truly like take the pressure off you.
Do you remember any instant, like maybe someone from the crowd did something that maybe helped you? Like you were thinking that I'm not doing okay, but someone from the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you see people like really like looking like, and they're nodding their head and they're looking at you and like the whole time you're like, okay. I'm doing something right. They're listening the whole time. And it's funny. When I'm on stage, mm-hmm. I'm like, I love giving energy.
Mm.
Like, I'm not a quiet speaker. Maybe right now I'm a little bit like on the quiet side.
Mm-hmm.
Usually on stage, I'm truly like, not yelling, but like truly having so much energy
mm-hmm.
where you can't afford to like be on your phone and not listen or like not take notes or talk to someone. So I love having that energy because energy, at the end of the day, people, sometimes they do remember what you say, but mainly they do remember how you made them feel. when you were presenting. So at the end of the presentation, they're like, wow, you made me feel this. Mm-hmm. They don't say, oh, you said this and it gave me a breakthrough. Sometimes they do, but most of the time, wow, you made me feel like I can conquer the world. You made me feel that I was slack and I can do more. So it's really like the emotions that you're giving people through that energy.
Hmm. Ever thought about doing voiceovers?
You gotta explain more about that. What is a voiceover?
Basically, you know, the recordings you hear on like the answering machine.
No.
Do you want to try?
Sure. Okay.
How about you do something like, welcome to Afnan's Instagram page.
But do I have to have my voice or someone else's
voice?
No,
your voice. Just give it a try. You have the mic here.
Okay.
You don't have the mic every day. So give it a try. Take a breath. Welcome to Afnan's Instagram page.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Afnan's Instagram page.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Good of a try.
Okay.
You want to start a career, maybe? Think of.
You know what? I'm open to anything.
Be in the movies, voice acting.
Just voice. Ooh, I feel like if I do voice acting, I've always wanted to be an actor, by the way.
Okay.
I feel like in the future, I'm going to be an actor. I'm going to act in some way or form. Maybe not be an actor, but like have a couple of movies or like series. Okay.
Would you quit investing for acting?
Well, you don't need to quit it.
Okay.
Because, you know, what I do right now gives me a lot of freedom. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I can have, like, 10 minutes a day to invest, and I'm pretty sure I have 10 minutes, right? So this is what's beautiful about my business. In the beginning, it did require a lot of work to learn how to invest, to learn how to manage people because I have a big team, to learn how to, you know, duplicate your success to others. But 4 years later, because I've been in the business for 4 years, what I truly love about it is it gives you, you know, not only the financial freedom, because that's great. I know a lot of people that have money. But for me, what I truly value is time and location freedom. I want to be anywhere. I have friends that make millions of dollars a year, but they can't leave Canada because their business runs on them, right? And they're working all day long.
They're doing the one-man show.
Yes. Well, sure, but they're also guys. So here's the thing. Like, I'm going to touch a little bit on it. At the end of the day, I'm a woman, mm-hmm. right? Of course, you know, I want to get married. I want to have kids. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that women and men have the same roles. I think they complete each other. So I don't want to be an independent woman or a woman that's like working hard and hustling. Like, no, that's a man's job. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you said it earlier, it's like a woman is, you know, the leader of the house, taking care of the children, raising them well in this crazy world that we live in, and making sure, you know, she's instilling the values and beliefs that you want in your children, cooking, maybe not cleaning, you know, we're too rich for that. We'll hire, you know, someone to take care of that. But yeah, like just truly being present for my husband and for my kids. So this is why I wanted something that will make me money without putting that much time mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Of course, in the beginning, I put like 24 hours every day, like so much time.
Now you're just maxing it, like making that money and enjoying life. And
exactly. But it took time. But this is why I truly love what I do. It gives you the residual income and the investing money. Mm-hmm. So now I can do other hobbies because, of course, I'm not married right now. I'm not engaged, mm-hmm. you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an announcement.
This is an announcement. Please, I'm ready to get married within the next year or two. Yalla. If they live in Dubai, then amazing.
Yeah.
As long as you're a good man. Mm-hmm. So what I was saying is I love that it gives me my time and location freedom, but also financial freedom for me. To, you know, we've retired my parents, me and my brother. Mm-hmm. So they don't work. We pay all their bills.
That's beautiful.
And I love that. It's truly like,
it's time for them, like, halas.
Yeah.
We make so much money, guys. You relax.
Yeah, you guys just take it easy. All you need money here is more. Yeah. You're stressing about money. I don't know why you are here. Mm. And they've done a lot for us when we were younger. So it's time to give back. But yeah, so back to acting. Yes, yeah. I can. I wouldn't quit it. It's just like I can do multiple things now in my life.
I mean, the fact that you are making a passive income, or like you're just sitting and you're making money. Can you put that feeling in words? How do you feel that you get your bank statement and this money coming in without me doing anything? I want you to just...
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
It feels like you're cheating.
Ah, okay.
It feels like...
I wanted to inspire the people and you ruined it.
Yeah. No, it feels like... No, like, don't get me wrong. It's like great feeling. No, but
I got you.
But it feels like, wow, why am I making all this much money right now doing nothing? Like, sometimes I look when I get paid and I'm like, because we get paid like the passive income every Friday.
Every Friday.
From the company.
Okay.
Because I have a big team, basically, in my downline. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why are these people paying me that much money? That's crazy. And then even when I invest my money, it's like, you just understand how powerful it is to have knowledge.
True.
And it's like, you see people that are working, jobs that require a lot of time and physical effort. And you're like, if that's what you like, then I love that for you. I'm very happy for you. But if you're tired and sick and tired and you want something different, you want to change, you want to have the time and location and financial freedom, you're missing information that's not giving you that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sometimes it does feel like cheating when you're looking at people and you're like, wow, they're working so hard. And like in Canada, there is a minimum wage, which is like $14 an hour. $14 an hour is insane. Insane. It just doesn't, I cannot wrap my head around it. But because I've been exposed to, of course, so much money with investing and network marketing. But yeah, it does feel like sometimes it's like, wow, why am I getting paid this much?
But the thing is, you're not literally doing nothing. You're giving people your skill, like mm-hmm. you're teaching people. So
yeah. You
can say you're getting paid for that. I mean, yeah, if I can say.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I don't feel like I didn't earn it. I did earn it because I did work very hard and very smart too.
Hmm.
It's not only just about physical labor, very smart. So for me, I feel like my business is not physical labor, it's a lot of mental labor.
Exactly.
Like my mind is always running where I sometimes can't even shut it down.
Mm. Even like, when you're sleeping, you're thinking.
I'm thinking. Yeah. Like I was sleeping thinking about this podcast. Okay, what's going to happen after the podcast?
That's how, ladies and gentlemen, that's how good the podcast is. People are always thinking about it.
And their sleep. I love it. Yeah, so of course, like I know that I earned it. But it still feels like almost like illegal or cheating when you just go around and walk in the streets and you see people that are actually working hard jobs, like physical hard jobs, and getting paid way less.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think why people are like, he's tired of doing something, for example, and people are telling him invest. They don't want to invest.
Because it's scary.
Yeah.
Of course.
The higher the risk.
Well, it is a risk if you don't have the knowledge. It's risky to invest because technically you can't lose money investing if you don't know what you're doing. Even if you know what you're doing, you should be okay with it, with losing. Like I've lost so much money before. I've made so much money, right? Of course, I've made way more than I've lost, but
it's part of the game.
Yes, I lost money in investing for sure. Like so much, I can't even put it. I don't even want to talk about it. But it's scary for someone that has worked, again, a lot of hours that they put in physically to like now try this risky thing that you're telling them that they can lose. So I get it. It's a mental game that you're like, do I really want to do this or do I just want to be comfortable in what I actually know, which is working my job that I know pays me every whatever.
Is it the struggle between losing your 9-to-5 to risky investments? That's scaring people because it's the mentality at the end of the day. I'm like, I'm making this figure. I'm sure that I will get this figure at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my pay.
Yeah. But in investing...
Investing is not secure.
It's not secure, exactly. It's not... No one is going to tell you this is how much you're going to make.
Yeah.
Nothing is guaranteed. And we always tend to go to things that are guaranteed.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's like maybe the nature of human, you think?
100%. 100%. But, you look at the world and you're like, there's truly only 3% of the world that are financially free.
Mm-hmm.
That are, living okay. They're not living paycheck to paycheck. And the rest are all people, which is the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And now middle class are struggling with inflation,
debts,
everything that the world is like happening in the world right now. So you can tell that that's what people struggle with, is doing something that you don't know is guaranteed. A job, they're going to tell you before you get started, okay, once you get started, the second week or the first week, whatever, you're going to get paid X amount of dollars. So a human being mind works way better in the known versus the unknown. We're scared of the unknown. We're like, I don't know what's going to happen. And that's why a lot of people don't, you know, take a lot of risks, because it's like, it's the unknown.
Yeah. Everyone is scared of losing something.
For sure.
I mean, okay. Do you think...
I'm scared too sometimes. I'm scared too a lot of the time.
It's when, human nature.
Yeah, so. When I try things, but I still do it.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, just don't be scared. It's like, do it scared.
Do you think being scared is healthy?
I think it's normal.
Normal, okay.
It's normal. It just means that you're about to grow.
Okay.
Whether it's a lesson or a blessing. But I just think it's truly human nature, and like, we can't do anything about it. But to either take action or not take action.
What action have changed, have like made you do the Afnan? Do you remember a specific action that have made you do the Afnan?
So much, so much. Like, so many decisions. So I have on my phone like a reminder every single day, like around 9 a.m. It pops up and it says, do something uncomfortable today.
Interesting.
So I'm reminding myself to do something uncomfortable. And uncomfortable can be anything. It can be, I don't know, talking about a topic on social media that's really uncomfortable for you to talk about, whether it's money or whatever. Posting a video that's uncomfortable. Talking to a stranger in the gym, for example. Saying hi to someone in the elevator. Just training your mind to see, okay, so look, Afnan, you're scared, right? You're very uncomfortable when you did that thing. But after you did it, it felt good. So now you're training your mind that not every uncomfortable thing is a bad thing. It's usually a good thing. Sometimes it's like, but I'm training my mind every single day that, look, you talked to the stranger in the elevator and she was such a nice girl and you took her Instagram and now you guys are like, you know, friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you said you started social media and now people are like, wow, I love your energy. Mm-hmm. Anything. Like, I truly like, and it's small things, and small things will lead to big things, right? Whether it's like, you know, starting investing and trading as a Middle Eastern woman, telling my parents that I want to travel every single week. That was uncomfortable. My dad looked at me like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You need to get married right now. You need to get, exactly. Yeah. But it's like, you know, I just knew what I really wanted in my life. But yeah, it's like, I can't remember one thing. Well, I feel like the biggest thing that have truly changed my life is starting the business that I'm in.
Okay.
Like, as soon as I made the decision that, you know what, I'm so stuck in my life and I'm so sick and tired of working the regular jobs and I want something bigger. And I don't know how, I know this business worked out for my brother, but I don't know if it's going to work out for me.
Yeah.
I'm a girl, I'm younger, I'm Middle Eastern, my English was not that great. And it's just like so many factors. And I was insecure about this, insecure about that. But I was like, let me just try it. What am I going to lose? It doesn't work out. Well, do you know how many things did not work out in my life? So what? One more thing added to the list. But what if this actually worked out? And it truly changed your life. And that's exactly what it did. It changed my life, where I'm more confident. I know better people around me that inspire me all the time. My mind had truly have no limits. I'm a better speaker. I'm a better leader. I know my worth. I know what I bring to the table. I'm kinder. I'm, you know, I feel like I'm more empathetic to people. Like, it truly gave me so many skills. I'm more creative, although, you know, I'm still not the best, but I'm a little bit more creative now. I have so many skills that all came from that platform.
Do you think it's the time of skills?
For sure. Yeah. You get paid by how many skills you know and how many skills you master, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the uncomfortable thing you did today?
Well,
or I've not? Or maybe it's not yet time. Or did you do it?
I've slept 4 hours.
So that's new?
I mean, my sleep is really important.
Okay.
I usually sleep 7 hours.
Not bad.
Very, very important. Like, I'm very good with, like, health. I love eating healthy. I love working out every single day. I love sleeping. Mm-hmm. So 6 to 7 hours is, like, yeah. But no, not yet. I mean, even coming to this podcast, we've never even spoken before this.
I mean, come on, man. You're coming to the best podcast.
I know. I understand now that I'm here. I see it. But, you know, it's like I've never met this person,
yeah.
Right? I could have brought a friend, but I'm like, I don't need a friend. I'm good. Like, I'm good with people. Yeah. He's good people. He's met my brother before. And even if you haven't met my brother, right, I've looked at the stuff. I'm like, oh, I like the energy that I see on your page. So I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's go talk. Beautiful. Talk our talk. But not yet. I'll let you know by tonight what something I do that's uncomfortable.
And what are your plans in Dubai since you're here? I mean, for a couple of weeks, what do you have in mind? What do you like in Dubai?
I don't like going to the tourist places.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So yeah. You know how people like go to like the restaurants that are like
popular.
Popular.
Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, like whatever, you know. Yeah. I like truly like experiencing like authentic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to be where the locals are. So we went to Global Village. I don't think it's a tourist thing, right? Global Village. Like I saw all locals there.
I would say Global Village is becoming part of our DNA in UAE.
Yeah.
It's like a go-to destination.
It was.
Everyone is just going there. No matter your race or whatever.
Yeah. Like I didn't see a lot of people that are like, just from like America, Canada, maybe some people from the Middle East, but
yeah.
I didn't see a lot of tourists. It was a lot of like just locals.
Yeah. Because people usually love Global Village for like the place and the food.
The food was good.
They have a street that's called Mamar al-Saada, like Happiness Alley.
Yeah.
It's like full of restaurants, like on your right, on your left.
I don't think I reached there. We went twice so far.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, every single time we go, it's like, there's 2 hours before they close, so we need to like shop, and I mean, I'm buying all the bias from there.
I would advise you to
there.
Go weekday.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Dubai, to be honest, because I live in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always the challenge of guys. Let's go to Dubai, da da da. And when we reach, there's so much to do that we don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's true.
We end up like maybe eating and going back.
And just go.
Yeah, and yeah. What else? What else? What you have been up to?
We went to the safari. We've been really just heavy on recording content mm-hmm. for social media
mm-hmm.
because it's just me and one of my girlfriends
mm-hmm.
And we both work on social media. So we've been just recording a lot of content, getting it out of the way because believe it or not, I hate recording content.
Okay.
Like it's not an enjoyable thing
for you. Okay.
People think like I love being on my phone. I don't love being on my phone. Like,
but you got to do it.
But it's work, yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm working. And we've been tired, you know, driving around, finding locations and everything. But here's the thing. So we wanted to just get it out of the way, all the content. Because starting Monday, we're going to just double down as in like posting and just truly communicating with the team, setting goals and just having the vision for 2024. So that's what we've been up to. For me, I don't care to truly just like go out and have fun. Yes, I love having fun. I love going out. And when I do, I'm usually like not on my phone at all. Unless I'm just recording us like a cute selfie, but I'm not even posting it right away.
Mm.
I just love being in the moment so much with just people. And I've had to learn to do that because I was on social media so much for my business that I got
addicted to it.
Like I just couldn't like not answer messages while we're on dinner. And it's like, whoa. You're never living in the moment because you're always like thinking about what next I should do. And there's always something that you need to do.
Hmm.
But it's like, okay, just take an hour to have dinner with people, have good moments. And having truly like, I was an workaholic. Like I was working all the time. Like, oh, you want to go out? Okay, does it involve working in some way or form? Because if it doesn't, I don't want to go out.
Hmm.
Now it's like I give myself a little bit of grace as in it's okay to have fun. Stop feeling guilty, like, oh my God, I need to work, I need to answer this message, I need to post, I need to grow this God's time. It's okay. Enjoy the moment. Memories is more important than social media. Like, this is all, it's all work, right? It's going to go away. So I love just experiences, moments. You know, I love laughing. Like, I love when I laugh, I cry. Like, that's how much I love laughing. You know what I mean? But yeah, so Dubai has been amazing. I don't care to, like, explore it. I just want to have a good time with good people. And, of course, network. I've had so many people message me, like, you know, let me see you. And it's like, okay, let me see who I can meet and actually network, because I love networking.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have your parents on social media?
They don't have social media.
They don't. I mean, no, because I wanted to ask you, like, maybe, you know, because your father is, like, I would be after you. So it'd be like, maybe when you're in the car, like, maybe driving and so on, he'd be worried, like, what are you doing? Da, 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 yeah, you know?
No.
A typical, like, Arab father, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't have social media.
Okay.
He has TikTok.
Yeah. He loves, everyone has TikTok.
He loves just finding all these funny videos and stuff. And it's like, okay, Baba, we get it. And he keeps sending it to, like, the family group chat. I'm like, you know, I'm not watching them, right? But sure, just keep sending
TikTok
them.
TikTok is just, like, so, yeah, I mean,
it's good.
I mean, it's good. I just have this feeling that I want to understand. I keep reading about it. I want to understand how it works, because you never know what you're scrolling into.
Yeah, that's true.
Whenever you move, you're moving to a new adventure. Something might be so weird. Something might be
so useful,
educational. Something might be crazy.
Yeah, but no, my parents are not on social media, which I think is good.
Yeah.
You know? They worry, so
I mean,
send them a cute picture and call it a day.
Honestly, I think one of the times my father has sent me one of my videos.
And what did he say?
I mean, it was just quiet. I think my parents are like, I don't know. When it comes to texting, they are not sure maybe what to write or how to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like, he sent me the video and I didn't say anything and he didn't say anything. And he sent me another, like, you know, the good morning pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent me the good morning picture.
And that's it.
And that's it. And we moved on. We never talked about it. We never did anything.
That's such an Arab thing. Like, okay, just, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know what
he probably just sent it, like, oh, I saw you on social media.
I'm sure, like, one of my cousins sent him the video. So he sent him the video and then he sent me the video. And I was like, okay, I don't know what to say, to be honest, you know? Because if I tell him how I do this, maybe he will be like, yo, you need to focus on your, you know, numbers and so on, because I'm an accountant, so just do work and so on. But I enjoy it. I'm so close to him, so it's fine. I don't mind telling him and so on.
And that's, I love what you just mentioned. It's okay for your parents to not understand your crazy goals. It's a whole different generation.
Yeah.
So when me and my brother started this, they didn't understand. Like, my mom would tell us, like, go get a real job. And I'm like,
please. Whoa. Yeah, I remember from the Rakan episode, he was like, it's like, this is what your father. Like,
yes.
This money thing, investing, what are you guys doing? You know?
Yes. Like, to my dad before, now he understands and he supports us a lot because, of course, we pay all the bills. so, and he sees, like, the money and he's like, oh, okay, this is real. They're not like, just lying.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a different generation.
Does he have the concern, where are you guys getting the money from?
No, he knows. He understands now. Like, we explain things.
Oh, yeah, you run them through.
Yeah. So 4 years, well, for Okan, it's 6 years. For me, it's 4 years later. They know exactly what we do and they understand it. But in the beginning, it's like they just didn't want to understand it because it was just such a new language until they see the money.
Hmm.
So don't be scared if, like, your parents or anyone's parents that's, you know, starting an entrepreneurial journey, if they're like, oh, don't do this, if they don't support you, they're not going to support you. Your friends, your family mostly won't support you, and you just gotta go and just prove them wrong.
Why do you think any people will not support you?
Because people see and only know the old version of you, and they don't know the version in your head that you're becoming.
Mm.
So in your parents, you're still that little girl, you're still that little boy. Yes, they believe, like, they want you to do a lot of things, but they don't believe, and they want it to go their way, and they love you. Like, it's all concern out of love. But you got to understand, they don't know better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love my parents to death,
mm-hmm.
but they've never made millions of dollars where I never had to worry about money.
Mm-hmm.
So I can learn from you guys how to love, how to raise my kids, how to, you know, all the things that you guys were successful at. But I got to be smart enough to be like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to try something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And even if they were successful, maybe I want to try something different because I don't want to go that path. I want to try something different, something that's more fulfilling for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like even for my business, some of my friends still don't understand what I do, and that's fine. I don't need to understand what you do. You don't need to understand. As long as we love each other and we respect and support each other, that's all.
That's fine.
But you don't need to be my biggest cheerleader. If you are, then great. But if you aren't, that's fine. I'm good. I'm getting paid still.
Making money.
I'm fine.
Yeah. And so if people want to join you or like start learning from you, how can they do it?
Just reach out to my Instagram. It's the only verified one. There's a lot of fake Instagrams, a lot of fake TikToks, so please be careful. Mm-hmm. Just message my Instagram, the Afnan Khalifa, and yeah, we'll talk and chat there.
Okay, amazing. And at the end, do you want to shout out anyone? Do you want to thank anyone?
I want to thank you for having me, of course.
My pleasure.
Like, I love how it was very, like, an authentic conversation.
Yeah.
We just went with the flow, and I feel like we hit so many gems. I love your energy. It's very calming. And yeah, let's make a couple million dollars before
we die. amen to that, man. Big time. And thank you so much. Thank you for your time. I know how busy you are. Rich people are. So thank you so much. Thank you for being on the Mo Salih Talks. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Make sure you follow Afnan to make money, to learn about cryptocurrency and marketing and everything. Keep our accounts everywhere. And thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was good.
That was good. That was good.
That was really good. Oh, wow.
Well, the top G gave us like 20 minutes more.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What time is it right now?
It's 1:20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's been an hour? That was good. It means that the conversation...
He's not even here. We can continue.
We can record another episode.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. That's how good it was.
Yeah.
We didn't even
feel it.
Good, you at home, Maxi. Oh my god, why is everyone messaging me?